I don't know about you, but it feels like a lot of my friends are now getting on that baby train. If you have a friend who is also expecting or have little ones still in diapers, I always recommend Pampers Swaddlers. With Pampers Swaddlers, you can also rest assured that this diaper will prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Swaddlers has dual leak guard barriers at the legs to help protect where leaks happen most, and they have a blowout barrier, which is an innovative back pocket built into the diaper to help prevent those messy leaks up the back. Did you know that on average, babies will use up to 8,000 plus diapers before becoming potty trained? That is a lot. That's why Pampers Diaper Stash is the hottest baby gift for 2024. So give a gift to a loved one that says, "We see you and we've got you." Pampers Diaper Stash is an online diaper fund that all parents with little ones will love. You can organize friends and family to contribute to a group gift of an online stockpile that never has to run out. Pampers Diaper Stash is great because it takes the guesswork out of choosing what size and how many diapers to gift. It's so easy to do, and it's the gift that always fits.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Welcome to ABG, Asian Boss Girl, a podcast for the modern day Asian American woman. I'm Janet.
I'm Helen.
And I'm Mel.
Friend, daughter, podcast host are three of many titles that Helen, Mel, and myself share. Today, we want to explore another role that we all share, which we have not talked about much on this podcast, and that role is as a sister. Yes, the three of us are fortunate to have grown up with either a younger or older sibling. From growing up with either someone to look up to or someone to take care of, having someone to cause havoc with, someone you both love and hate, to someone you have gotten both in and out of trouble with. There is no one in the world who knows you the way that your brother or sister does.
And the older that we get, the more we realize how fortunate we are to have our forever friends in life. So today, we'll be sharing our relationships with our siblings. My older sister, Jana's younger sister, and Mel's younger brother.
All right, so let's just dive right in. So do you ladies want to share if you have an older sibling or a younger sibling and your age difference?
Yes. So I have a younger sister. Mm-hmm. And she is only 2.5 years younger than I am. So we're quite close in age.
I have one sister and a brother-in-law since my sister is married. But I will focus on my sister, Annie, today. In terms of age, she is a little shy of 2 years older than me. So also, like Janet, not too far in age. But yeah, she's my big sis. She's my big sis. Sis? Sis? She's not my sis. She's my sis.
Wait, are Patty and Helen the same age?
Yeah, they're the same year.
Oh.
87.
Yeah. And Annie is 86, February. Oh,
and I'm 85.
Close-ish.
Yeah.
Okay. So for me, I have a younger brother who is 6.5 years younger than me. His name is Brandon, and he is 23,
24. Good sister.
I know.
Oops. All right, he's in his early 20s.
Yeah. Okay. And then Helen and myself and our sisters are all in our 30s now.
Yes.
So pretty much it seems like, so Jan and Helen both have sisters, and I have a brother.
Yes.
But what Jan and I share is we're both older siblings.
And I'm a baby.
You're the baby.
Bye-bye.
So why don't we describe for our listeners from our perspective to introduce our siblings.
Who's right. Annie?
So I will introduce Annie. I don't think I think I'm going to say nice things about her, but she might not have heard these things before. So hello, Annie. She is a pretty incredible human being. I mean, both of you know her. She is one of my best friends for sure. And if I were to describe her in one word, without a doubt, I would say nurturing.
Mm.
Yes. She is the oldest of all the cousins on both my mom and my dad's side. So we have 11 cousins.
Oh, wow.
And maybe because she's always had that role, we've always looked at her as like the big sis for all of us. I keep saying sis and I hear sist, but trust me, the T's not there. But I would say that her like nurturing side truly comes out when you have to share something with her, because she is a deep listener and she will genuinely feel and care for you. And you can feel it too when you want to be vulnerable with her.
She is someone who barely complains and doesn't get boggled down by negativity. And I think it's because she's happy with her environment and is incredibly grateful for what she has. She has a family, a dog, the support of family, good health, and a happy home. And I think instead of looking around and saying, you know, I'm lacking something, she's instead very grounded in reality and can find a way to spin anything to be positive or at least like kind of neutral. Mm-hmm. I think in terms of like extrovertedness or introvertedness, I would say she's probably a little more shy than me mm-hmm. around people she doesn't know. But once she's comfortable around you, she is a freaking dork. Yeah, you a dork. You hear that? Like, she's super silly and weird. And if you ask Ray, her husband, Annie and I are probably the weirdest people he knows when we're together. And yeah, I love that.
Yeah. Aww. And we love Annie. For those who don't know, Helen calls Annie almost every single day, twice a day.
Sometimes during our meetings. Sorry.
But we love it because we get to see the kids. Yep. And Annie always like picks up. And she's, I think Annie's someone I feel like we're really familiar with mm-hmm. too now. And like she feels like really comfortable to be around. Yeah.
Definitely very calming big sister vibes.
Yeah. For sure.
How would you describe if you like your similarities and your differences?
So what's, I feel like we're actually pretty different. Mm. Just in terms of like, even like me moving to LA and wanting to, and not feeling, I felt like kind of stuck when I was back in Boston. I feel like she is someone who grew up more aware of family than maybe I was and wanting to be close to family. So she kind of stayed there, got married, had kids, and she's there now and she's thinking about moving to California. But that wasn't her, like she wasn't itching to get out of Boston versus I was. Where I think we are very similar, even though we're pretty different if you were to meet us, we have the same exact taste in things. I think our style looks different. Mm-hmm. Our the way we carry ourselves is a little bit different. But I remember when she got engaged, her fiance then had asked me what ring would Annie want. And for some reason, you could give us a wall of something and we would always pick the exact same thing. Just in terms of like style, like knowing what we like or what looks good. So I shopped honestly for my own ring, for her ring. And he picked that ring and she loved it. And it looks very similar to my ring.
Yeah.
So there is something weird there where, we're pretty different in terms of like personality to the outside world. Mm-hmm. But I think just in terms of our taste, it's pretty similar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think one thing I also noticed with you and Annie is like you guys have the same like speech pattern. When you guys talk, you guys sound similar to me.
Yeah. A lot of people say that. Yeah. We sound similar.
Which is kind of cool. I don't know why. I think it's like interesting.
I mean, sometimes I hear her, I'm like, bitch, I sound like you. She sounds the same to me. She's like, ew, I sound like that.
Do you think you guys look alike?
I know. She, well, kind of. We have the same nose. We call it the woo nose because our nose is flat AF. But we have like no bridge. And it's like a, I guess, I don't know, what would you call this?
Like kind of flared nose. Out,
a button nose.
Oh, button nose. Yeah.
So my mom, it's like, I think it comes from my mom's side, but she looks a lot like my mom. And a lot of people say I look like my dad. Mm. Even in terms of the fairness of her skin, she's extremely fair. Mm. And I feel like I get freaking dark when it gets, when it's summertime. Mm. So yeah, I feel like we took on different genes from our parents.
But Annie can also party like Helen.
She was the one that said to me when I first started drinking, Helen, we only drink Patron.
She taught you well.
Yeah, well, we don't drink Patron anymore, but yeah, she's a party animal.
You can't tell now, though. She's mama.
Yeah.
I mean, she still but will.
She's still, you could, yeah, she'll still have fun, you can tell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How about for you, Mel?
Okay, so when it comes to my brother, Brandon, we are opposites. We are opposites when it comes to our personalities. And you both met him. I feel like I'm an extrovert and he is definitely an introvert. Like I'm super talkative and he's like, my brother's really nice and he's social, but I think he definitely is more like an introvert. And even as kids, like I would be the one okay with strangers or like my parents' friends when they come over. And my brother would always be hiding in our room. Or his room. And he'd be kind of like hesitant to come out. So I'm just like, ugh, you're so like not a people person.
Yeah.
But I will say he's definitely changed as he's gone older. I would say right now he's definitely grown up to be such an ambitious kid. My brother and I, like all Asian kids, like pushed ourselves in school super hard. But my mom used to say and joke around that like I naturally understood things like just like biology or all the math like, quickly. But my brother's the type to be really diligent and just, like, spend time to actually, like, to want to properly understand versus for me, I could get in, like, half an hour. Mm-hmm. I don't know about that anymore. But That's what my mom said.
Like 2 minutes now.
I know. It's more like, huh? But my brother is a person that he works really hard, and he got into all the colleges he applied to. Like, he is that kid.
Smarty pants.
He is freaking smart. I also think he is an extremely thoughtful person, like, and very tender-hearted and so much more patient than I am. Like, when I'm back at home, he's, like, very, like, he's just, like, super chill. Like, super, I don't know, just, and I'm more like, oh, my God, this is happening, and I'm so stressed out. And he's like, Melody, it's okay. It's fine. But he talks just like that.
Oh, my gosh. He's going to hear this and be like, come on.
His girlfriend and I make fun of him all the time, though, because we're like, bro, like. He talks like that. When you guys hear him, he talks like that. And I just think he's just such a, like, my brother's such a good heart. Like, I remember when my grandpa would, like, be staying with us in California from Taiwan, my brother would always make an effort to go on evening walks with my grandpa. Because my grandpa would like to go on walks every day. And my brother, it doesn't matter what he's doing. If he's working on homework or whatever, he'll just carve out that time to go on walks around the neighborhood with my grandpa from a young age. And my brother's Mandarin also is much worse than mine. Mm. And so the communication is kind of difficult for my grandpa and him, but he'll make an effort. So I feel like he definitely has that really good quality that I'm like, man, you're like, you're such a good person.
Yeah.
The last thing I guess I could say about him is like, he's freaking tall. Like,
that's what I was thinking.
Like, we're really opposites when it comes to height.
He's more than a foot taller than you.
He literally is. Like, we took a photo. I looked at a photo. And I was like, what the F do you like? I'm like, to your like chest or your stomach. Yeah.
Wait, how tall is he?
I think he's like 6'2", 6'3".
6'2". Oh, wow. Yeah.
And like, I don't realize it. But they're, because we share the same bathroom at home. So when I go home and like I brush my teeth and we'll like share in the bathroom to brush our teeth, I'm just like, and I look in the mirror, I'm like, what the F, dude? Like, how are you this tall?
Yeah.
Like, why am I so short? Like, I don't understand. But
he took all the height genes.
He did. He did. But I guess the thing we have in common that I think we're both sensitive people. Mm. I think we get that from my mom, from our mom. Mm. But personality wise, we're very different. Like, I'm talkative, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, he's more intuitive. What's the opposite of talkative? He's not talkative.
Introspective. He's more introspective.
Yes, he's very
introspective. I feel like he's like a deeper type person.
Yeah.
Not saying you surface level, girl, but
I'm deep too. But you guys both met him. Like,
I've met him before. We both have met him. We have had like dinner at your place twice now, right? Yeah. And I feel like every time we see him, it's just like, I feel like I want to like mess with him. He's like, he has like an actually younger brother, but like taller. And I sense like a warmness from him, like a very easygoing like kindness to him.
Actually, I think that his like physical persona is almost a little opposite than his like personality, because he's so tall and he like, there's this kind of thing that you're like, oh, he's like kind of more intimidating, but then you talk to him and he's like so sweet. So kind.
You mess with him so much every time I know. That's one thing I remember. You're like, damn Brandon, like you've been working out. I'm like, oh, that's weird, but but you were like, you would pick on him a lot.
Yeah, I didn't realize, like, I didn't realize I was mean to him growing up, but like, because I think you guys were over for dinner and I was like, oh, I'm such a good sister. Like, just joking around. He was like, no, Mel, you never used to make fun of me when I was a kid. I was like, I did? He's like, yeah, you make fun of me sinking.
Oh my gosh, like sinking, like swimming sinking?
Or like singing.
Oh, singing, singing.
I was like, no, I didn't, but I guess I did, whatever.
Oh. I think it's a little bit of your personality. Like, that's kind of how you form a bond with someone. You kind of pick at them a little, and maybe for him he's more sensitive. Like, you know, as a kid you might be like, oh, I'm being picked on.
But he knows it's all love.
Yeah.
But how about
hope you didn't psychologically. Well, maybe there's a conversation you can have with him on the podcast later.
I think he's okay.
This is gonna be the best time to ask. Oh, this is a good question to ask later.
Okay, how about Jay? We know there's Patty or Patricia.
Yeah. So a lot of people who meet us think that we are like complete opposites. She is a bit more extroverted, at least if you get to know her. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, she's incredibly like even more quiet than I am. But generally speaking, when we're around like family and stuff, she's pretty extroverted, very talkative, always like getting to know anyone, hugging everyone when we're, you know, coming in and greeting everyone. She is definitely sassier than I am, or she has a different type of sass. And her humor can actually be kind of like pretty harsh. Like, she kind of eggs you on a little bit or nags you on a little bit in terms of her sense of humor. And if I had to kind of simplify it, I think I'd generalize our personas when we were growing up as I was kind of the typical older sister who always followed the rules and was like overachieving, and she was like the rebellious younger baby of the family. Mm-hmm. My mom used to complain that getting us to school in the morning was such a frustrating experience for her, because I was always like super anxious and like, we're going to be late. We have to be there. It's the first day of school, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, come on, let's go, hurry. And then my sister would be like sluggishly crawling out of bed and like, Mom, my stomach hurts. Oh, I don't think I can go to school today. So she was like torn between these two opposites.
That sounds like me. Yeah. That sounds like my relationship with Annie. Oh, really? My gosh. Yeah,
actually, so as you were describing your relationship with Annie, I was like, oh, yeah, totally. Like, yeah. There's a lot of similarities there. So as I had mentioned, she's kind of known for being more rebellious. In high school, she had dyed hair, multiple piercings.
Wow.
She got these like big tattoos on her hips without permission from my parents.
What?
She would go to concerts and come back bruised from going in mosh pits and stuff. So she has this kind of like more like kind of harsh exterior, I think, that people kind of on the surface perceive, and that I have maybe more of like a polite, reserved and like follow the rule kind of on the surface. But here's the thing. So she has that roughness about her, but deep down, like, people who really know us also like know that she is incredibly soft.
Yeah.
She loves animals ever since she was little. So she, when it comes to animals and babies, she's so maternal. And the kind of like running joke in our family is that I'm like the cold. She calls me like the ice queen. So, like
Elsa?
Yeah, like with like when they had like dogs and stuff, she's always like, why don't you play with the dogs? And I'm very just like, I coexist with the dog, you know, and I'll maybe play with them a little bit and I'll be like, okay, now we can like chill. And then when my cousin had babies, like both her and my cousin were so like natural with holding the baby and all these things. And I was like, I don't know what to do. I don't want to break it, you know? So there's kind of that duality. And she's also incredibly like witty and smart, but in a very relatable way. And I think that is a thing that is, when we were growing up, I was the one who was, she was naturally smarter, but didn't care to work so hard. She cared more to experience the present. And I was the one who was like naturally not as smart, but really, really focused on working hard. So we had kind of that interesting dynamic. But I would say our shared experience when we were growing up, because we were so close in age, there was a period where people would mistake us for twins because my mom would like dress us the same. And even to this day, even though we've kind of grown up and become a little bit different, I think the core of who we are and our family values and the center of like our heart, like I would say, I don't know how to, there's like a way to say it in Chinese, but my dad says that we're both like very soft-hearted. And that is something that I could see that we share.
Yeah.
I didn't know Patty was like that.
I know,
right? Wild.
Yeah, it's like big tattoos on her hips. Hello.
Yeah. She's two large roses. And actually when I talked to her about it, I realized she said it was because she was very close to my mom's mom. And our growing up, my grandmother always had rose gardens, and it was like a thing. Yeah, so it's like this thing that like seems so like harsh and like badass, and she's like, no, it's actually a very soft person.
So we've only met her like a few times.
Yeah.
Once for Christmas, and I forget one other, I think it was one other time,
so off the mic event.
Oh yeah. She agreed to be so this is really funny because I'm like, oh, Patty's fun. Or funny. I think Janet asked Patty if she could help volunteer and sell her shirts.
Oh,
and
right.
Then Patty's like, yeah, I'll be your t-shirt, bitch. Or something like
that. Just the way she said
t-shirt,
it.
T-shirt. I heard teacher.
T-shirt, bitch.
I'll be your teacher, bitch.
Yes. And yeah, and I think I could see that like wild side from her, but I don't think it ever like fully came out like around us.
Yeah.
She's still fun, I think, though. She's super fun. Yeah.
Yeah. She still has, I think we both have that when we're around people we don't really know.
Yeah.
Still, yet we're a little bit more reserved.
Yeah. I mean, same with Annie and I'm sure Brandon too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you share your childhood experience? Mel, were you close to Brandon growing up?
So growing up, we were not super close. I wonder if it's because of our age difference. I used to be so annoyed of him because he was a crybaby. Like, literally, like, he would cry all the time and, like, get other people in trouble because they would make him cry. And I'm just like, God, you're so...
Oh, he's a sensitive soul.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stop picking on him, Mel. He would defend Brandon from now on.
Yeah. But I do think we got closer when I started college, and he would... I think he was in high school or maybe, like, tell in a middle school, but he'll come to me for fashion advice. I mean, that's when you start caring, you know? He's like, Melody, what should I wear for picture day? Or, like...
All right, first off, we're going to cut that voice.
It's hard because whenever I talk of... Like, when I talk about him, like, I talk, like, in his voice.
Yeah.
And, like, my whole family knows, like, I could sound like him. I think it sounds pretty accurate. So we would start shopping together. Like, when my parents and I would... When our family would go to the mall, my brother and I would go to one place, then my parents would go to one place. And I think naturally, you know, also him liking girls, you know, it became a topic of discussion, which led to other things. So I think as we got older, we got closer because we just started talking about things. And I think of one thing my brother and I started doing was like as sibling bonding that we kind of wasn't intentional, but I got him into Running Man, this Korean show that I kind of showed you both. And he was like, oh, wow, I didn't know this is so funny. So it would be a show we'd watch all the time. And I think during that time, the reason why we also got close was that I was going to community college. So I lived at home, so we were both home for longer periods of time. So when we watched TV at night together, it brought us closer. We'd laugh and just joke around. And I would say now we're pretty close. And, you know, we don't talk every day, but we do text pretty frequently. You know, he'll go to me for a career advice. And we actually share a lot of interest for Asian American, like, content and identity. Like, he'll send me books. And for Christmas, so funny, we both, like, gifted each other for the first time, because we're not only gift givers, we both gave each other Asian American books to read. So I'm just like, oh, wow, I'd love to have, it's nice to have someone who's, like, on the same page of our interests, and we could just, like, share articles with each other and be like, oh, my God, you read about this? He's like, what do you think about this? So
literally same page. What book did you, LOL, what book did you get him and vice versa?
I got him Everything I Never Told You by Celeste Ng, and a book called Big Little Man. And he gave me Convenience Store Woman. In another book talking about, like, race, not Asian American. It's called Between the World and Me.
That's cute. Do you get him Big Little Man for a reason?
Actually, no. I actually asked my friend Andrew, like, give me some books about Asian American, like, identity or anything with, like, like, being a man. And he gave me that book. So my brother is a big, big man, though. But yeah, I think now I would say we're pretty close because of our interests. And just, like, I think now he's an adult, so it feels like we're on the same page with things. So that is my relationship, my little brother. How about you, Janet?
So because my sister and I were pretty close in age growing up, like 2.5 years, when we were younger, we were very, very close. Like I said, my mom used to dress us up in the same outfits, and when we would go out, strangers would think that we were twins.
Oh.
And we also shared a room all the way until I was like maybe 12 or 13. Mm-hmm. So we were super, super close. And, you know, growing up at that age also, like, our friend group was the same as well, because, you know, like, we had, we grew up on a street where there were, like, other families and other kids. So always the same group. But then when we went into our teenage years and slowly, like, I went to a middle school and she was in elementary school, that's when we started to kind of develop more independently. And so our independent development kind of continued until maybe, like, it was, like, shortly after college when I started working. Then we started kind of, like, kind of talking a little bit more. But even then, it was still very much, I feel like our 20s, we were focused on developing individually, separately. But then once I moved back to LA in the last, like, 7 or 8 years, we got a lot closer again. And especially because there was a period of time in those years where we both were back at home living together for, I think the cumulative was, like, a couple months to a year or so. And also around that time of our lives, like, my cousins started having kids. So it just, like, naturally we started spending time as a nuclear family more and then also as extended family more. So nowadays, like, we're still not big phone people, but I definitely, like, we would still see each other almost on, like, a weekly or biweekly basis when we visit our parents. And we always now, like, will do co-presents for my niece and nephew for, like, birthdays and Christmases and all that kind of stuff. So we're definitely a lot more integrated in each other's lives. And I suspect that once we, you know, move on and develop our own families, that that will get even closer.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yay, sisters.
How about you, Ms. Helen?
So from my memory, we were actually not close at all when we were growing up. I think similar to what you were saying, Jay, because we were so close in age. Maybe when we were babies, I'm sure we were friends. But forced friends. But definitely by the time I hit, like, middle school, high school, we fought physically and we would throw chairs at each other and we hated each other. Yeah. I actually went to the same high school as her and we overlapped for 2 years and we never hung out outside of volleyball. We both played, I think, overlap for maybe 1 year. And maybe it was, like, extra weird when I started liking the guys in her grade.
I don't know.
Maybe that's why. But I could tell she was like, why are you around all the time, Helen?
Because he's hot.
But we were also pretty different in my eyes. Like, I always saw her as the goody two shoes, always getting good grades and not having to stay up to study until, like, 3 a.m. like I did. She hung around non-troublesome friends who had good families and were also family friends, whereas I hung around people that were skipping school and up to no good. I think I was a very angsty teenager, and I'd say that I hated being around family. I was rude to my parents. I got in trouble at school. And I still remember these words so clearly. She would always say to me, "What the fuck is wrong with you, Helen?" And I could still, like, feel those words because she would say it so often. But it was for a good reason, you know, like, I was not a good kid. And it wasn't until we both went to college. We went to the same college, but I lived on campus and she lived at home. That I think that really started to make me appreciate her. The fact that that distance made me feel so much closer to her, as contradictory as that, you know, statement is. But it made me appreciate the fact that I had her in my life and to also just not take her for granted, which sometimes you do, you know, with people who are constantly close to you or around you in your life. And so ever since I moved to LA, our relationship has only grown exponentially with more distance. And yeah, I would say that now she is one of my best friends, which I would not have said when I was in high school. There was no way, you know? Yeah. But it's pretty cool.
I do think that's fascinating how the more time you spent apart, the closer that you got. Yeah. And the older that you got, like the more that you kind of maybe the more you start to realize like how unique your relationship or how special it is that you guys are the only sisters that you have.
Yeah. And I think it also makes you realize maybe how unique you are. Mm. And if you share that experience and that environment with someone, then you can always go back to them and feel grounded with them. Because when you go out into the world, everything is new. No one really knows you. And it's like the people who really know you best are the people from home. Yeah. So you feel a connection with them.
Definitely. Yeah.
Do you both, you both are sisters and have someone really close in age as your like older younger sibling, do you feel like you guys didn't get along as younger kids because you felt like you guys blended in your identity? You're like, I'm also my own and like I'm tired of people kind of grouping us together, or like, because it sounds like with you, Helen, like Annie is like, why are you hanging out with my friends? They're my people. Like, why are you intruding that?
Yeah.
And you said like, Janet, like your mom would dress you and Patty in the same thing.
Yeah.
The only reason I asked that is like, I never had that issue with Brandon because we were both very different.
Yeah.
And like, he's a boy, I'm a girl.
Yeah.
And then we ran in completely different circles because of our age.
There's a part of me that feels like a lot of that angst also comes from you're kind of the same age.
Yeah.
And you're going through your temperamental teenage developmental years.
Yeah.
And it's easy to take things out on people that are closest to you.
That's true. Very true.
So a sister is someone where you can like lash out at and you'd be like, you're still going to love me anyway.
Yeah.
You
know?
And you kind of like take advantage of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think that's very true. And I definitely, I can say, I think my sister and I both did that to each other.
Yeah.
And to answer your question, Mel, yes, I definitely felt that tension of identity. And I don't know if she felt it so much because I was the older sister. Mm. So as the older sister, I hit the age where I wanted to be on my own first. Mm-hmm. And I think she was still, there was a year across of her, I remember her still kind of being like, wait, why can't I come along? You know, why can't I do this? And I was like, I need my own space.
Yeah.
So sometimes I think back and I feel so guilty about that. But I think that's like a natural.
Oh,
like,
I think growing. That was me too.
That happens. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But there is something with like close, like proximity of age and just growing and feeling like you have to like the younger sister always has to, you're always being compared to the older sister.
That is another thing I think that's natural in families is that, people, your parents and aunts and uncles will naturally compare. So you get kind of a natural like tension with each other sometimes.
Yeah.
Wow. So this is like conversations really fascinating to me because I'm just like, you're exposing things or like revealing things. I'm like, I didn't go through this. Like these are things that people in close in age and like, same gender, maybe like go through in a family dynamic that I'm like, oh shit, I guess I'm lucky to have Brendan too. in my own way. I never like threw a chair at him or like,
It's funny that you say a chair because I distinctly remember I threw a Fisher Price tiny little chair.
Wait, was it pink?
Mine was yellow.
Oh.
But I think it's the same chair.
Yeah.
They're like this big plastic, but light because it's like airy.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my gosh. We threw the same chair.
I still remember when I realized what I had done because she fell down and when she turned around, I was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
That was not good.
Oh, that's a lot of pressure you threw that chair with. It was a light ass chair, but.
Wow. I see a lot of
similarities. Yeah.
I wonder if any of you listening out there, you know, you have a sibling that is close to you in age, if you also experience a similar relationship.
Yeah. This episode is sponsored by Skillshare. I recently just hit the age of 30, and let me just say that hitting this significant age has me reevaluating my life. The two things I really want to focus on this decade is mindfulness and making solo time for creativity. No matter what 2021 brings you, you could spend it creating something meaningful with Skillshare's online classes, because time is what we make of it. Skillshare's an online learning community that offers membership with meaning. With so much to explore, real projects to create, and the support of fellow creatives, Skillshare empowers you to accomplish real growth. Lately, I've been practicing different ways to be intentional in the moment for everything I do. The classes I'm eyeing are Document Your Life, 4 Methods to Live Intentionally, and Revolutionary Self-Care. These classes will definitely help me be mindful and set me up for my 30s well. With Skillshare, you can find inspiration in the moment and learn how to express your creativity. Skillshare is also incredibly affordable, especially when compared to pricey in-person classes and workshops. An annual subscription is less than $10 a month. Bring color and beauty and fun to your year. Explore your creativity at Skillshare.com/ABG and get a free trial of premium membership. Again, that's Skillshare.com/ABG.
Mm. Who doesn't love some honey?
I want to introduce you to Honey, a free browser extension that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your shopping cart. Doesn't that sound sweet? Whatever it is, Honey supports over 30,000 stores online. They range from sites that have tech and gaming products to popular fashion brands and even food delivery. And this is where my love for coupon clipping and easy ways to save money really intersect. This is how it works, and trust me, it's like the simplest thing ever. When you check out from your online shopping, the Honey button will drop down if it is one of their 30,000 stores, and you just click Apply Coupons. If it finds one, it will apply that promo code to your purchase. Honestly, there are no weird caveats here. That's basically it. I recently saved 5% off decorations that we got for Mel's birthday last month, and 5% goes a long way. It got me a cup of coffee. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free savings. It's literally free and installs in a few seconds. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this podcast. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/ABG. That's joinhoney.com/ABG.
Hi, ABGs and ABBs. Have you tuned in to one of our live shows on Stereo yet? If you're enjoying our weekly episodes and looking for more ways to listen to, chat with, and connect with us, you can do so at our weekly live sessions on an app called Stereo. We're excited to be testing out this new format that we're currently doing only on Stereo. If you attend these live shows, you'll be able to record messages or questions and send them directly to us during the live, and we'll play them and answer them on the spot. For more info, go to our Instagram at Asian Boss Girl, click on the link tree in our profile, and tap on the link that says Weekly Live Show on Stereo. We'll be hosting these every Thursday or Friday. Last week, Helen and I talked about women who inspire us. The week before that, Helen and Mel talked about their 30th birthdays. For this week's topic, you'll have to tune in to find out. Again, head to our Instagram account at Asian Boss Girl and click on the link that says Weekly Live Show on Stereo to make sure you get an alert when we go live. Join us every week on Stereo.
I don't know about you, but it feels like a lot of my friends are now getting on that baby train. If you have a friend who is also expecting or have little ones still in diapers, I always recommend Pampers Swaddlers. With Pampers Swaddlers, you can also rest assured that this diaper will prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Swaddlers has dual leak guard barriers at the legs to help protect where leaks happen most. And they have a blowout barrier, which is an innovative back pocket built into the diaper to help prevent those messy leaks up the back. Did you know that on average, babies will use up to 8,000 plus diapers before becoming potty trained? That is a lot. That's why Pampers Diaper Stash is the hottest baby gift for 2024. So give a gift to a loved one that says, "We see you and we've got you." Pampers Diaper Stash is an online diaper fund that all parents with little ones will love. You can organize friends and family to contribute to a group gift of an online stockpile that never has to run out. Pampers Diaper Stash is great because it takes the guesswork out of choosing what size and how many diapers to gift. It's so easy to do, and it's the gift that always fits.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so one thing I'm curious about, like, how did you perceive your sibling growing up and how has it changed?
Okay, so as I mentioned, because she was younger, I think that naturally as an older sister, mm-hmm. my number one thing and natural inclination was always to feel like I had to protect her, right? Mm-hmm. And along with feeling like you have to protect someone is feeling a bit inclined to always help them out with things, right? So mm-hmm. I'm always looking out for this individual. But I can remember specific stages when slowly I could sense that she was becoming her own person and becoming responsible. Mm. So there was this one time in high school. She was in high school and I was in college. And we went on this trip to China with her class at that time. And so we were, for the first time in a long time, I saw her around all of her friends. And I remember there were activities happening that I did not necessarily approve of. And this was also during high school where she was like not, she was going out with her friends a lot and not necessarily doing a lot of schoolwork. Mm. So I really sat her down and I had like a really serious conversation where I was like, "Hey, I'm really worried about you," or like, what, you know, kind of like the Annie's version of like, "What the fuck?" You know? And I still remember she, like, even though she was younger, she very clearly articulated, look, we have very different perspectives on life. You are someone who wants, like, you value the future and you want to spend the extra time working for that A or whatever, yeah, whatever your future self is. I am not going to fail. I'm okay with getting, like, a B or maybe even, like, a C plus. But in the moment, I want to enjoy, you know? And that's when I realized, like, okay, she's making a, like, she's making a conscious decision to choose the life that she has, right? Mm. And even when I point out things that I'm, like, scared about, like, if there was, like, any other activities her friends were doing, she's like, look, don't worry. Like, I am safe about it. I might be around them, but I also know that she has, when I say we're both kind of soft at heart and a little bit, there's a little bit of this, like, guiltiness to us, like the Asian guilt maybe. I'm like, I knew she wouldn't, like, push it too hard. Mm-hmm. So that was one of the times where I started realizing, even from a young age, okay, she can take care of herself. Mm. And now, like, that we're adults, I've also seen that develop even more because she has always been closer to my parents geographically. Mm. And so she's now, I noticed that, like, the thing I used to always feel like I, as older sister, I had to be in charge of the family or, like, you know, of our generation to make sure parents are okay. And she naturally kind of just does a lot of the things. Mm. So I definitely, I think our, I perceive her now as so much more of an equal, mm-hmm, I guess. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But her own person.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, that's exactly. Cool. That's a very good.
Go Patty. Yeah. You know what you want, girl.
Mm. Yeah. How about you, Miss Helen?
So how I perceived Annie growing up and then how, yeah, it has changed. I mean, I hated her then and I love her now. So yeah, I think her strengths are something that I envied. And I rebelled against because I didn't naturally have those strengths. Mm. But I'm sure it wasn't easy for her to be the older sister either, you know. The way that I perceived her growing up and that I understand more now that I'm older is that she understood and endured more of what my parents had to go through as immigrants. I recently had a conversation with her after the episode with Carla, the psychic episode, if any of you listening has heard that one. And I asked her why Carla might have said that I absorbed a lot of pain from my dad. Because to me, my dad was and is an amazing dad. Like, yeah, I've only felt love for him. And she was the one that said, no, I mean, he was working 2 to 3 jobs so that mom could take care of us when we were babies. So he wasn't really around that much when we were kids. And I don't remember any of that. So I think because she was always more self-aware and spatially aware than I was, or she had to be because she was older, she had to adopt this very caring and nurturing side of her so naturally. Mm. And I think now that I see her, she is, you know, an incredibly strong woman with strong mental foundations, and she's such an amazing mom to her 2 kids.
Yeah.
And I definitely, I was like, girl, you're gonna be a mom? I don't think so. But now that I see it, I'm like, okay, I see it. Yeah. I see your positive qualities shining through now.
Yeah.
Didn't back then when you called me a bitch. How about for you, Mel?
Growing up, I thought he was a crybaby, and that's definitely not the case anymore. I haven't seen my brother cry in a very long time. Mm. I think kind of similar to Janet, like, I don't think I necessarily take on, like, this role of, like, I'm the big sister, I need to have the responsibilities, whatever. But it's more like, I do have this certain idea, like, I am 6.5 years older than you. I want to make sure that I'm, like, I am your older sister. Mm-hmm. And in some ways, I wanted to always showcase strength around him. Mm. And there were a couple times, like, the past few years where I had a break. I broke down in front of him. Not just because I'm emotional, so I cry. And I just didn't – I remember the first time it happened, I hated crying in front of him. Because I was like, no, like, oh, you can't see me like this. Mm. Like, I let you guys see me like this. But my little brother, I'm like, I don't want you to see this side of me. Mm. But, you know, I cried again. And I think with that experience to see how he took care of me, or, like, was it how he was receptive to it, I'm like, wow, like, you're a grown man now, and, like, you know how to handle these emotions and stuff. And I'm just like, it's like seeing him more as an equal versus, like, I'm not saying he's below me, but I'm like, I'm older than you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think that kind of perception has changed. And the difference of my brother and I think in some ways, Brandon feels like an Annie, where he feels so much need of wanting to take care of our parents. And it's kind of flipped because I'm like, oh, I'm the older one. You know, but I think the fact that I think at a young age, my mom would used to, like, talk to my uncle saying, Mel's such a, like, a free spirit. I'm worried too much. She's too much of a free spirit. My brother is more like, he wants to do what he wants, but he also wants to make sure he can financially give back to my family. Like, he's very, like, so much, he's very concerned about family versus I'm like, I'm kind of about family, but I want to pursue my passion. Yeah, and that, sure, and that will result in me taking care of them that way.
Yeah,
but
that's the same as me and Annie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
So it's, like, kind of, like, flipped in some ways, but... Mm. So I think that perception, I don't think it's changed. It's more like, oh, wow, it's evolved. And I didn't know you thought this way or wanted to take care of mom and dad this way. So I guess that perception is, like, kind of, like, shifting or, like, changing. And he's becoming super, like, reliable. Like, I rely on him now versus before I felt like, oh, you get to rely on me, whatever.
Yeah.
But It's just now seeing him more as, like, you are my equal, even though you are much younger, but yeah. we are adults in. Mm-hmm. So that has changed. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's nice. I wonder if Annie says that about me. Helen, you're my younger sister, but I see you as my equal.
But I see Annie being, nah, bitch. Because
actually, you both made that statement. Yeah. You made that statement about Patty, and you just made it about Brandon.
Oh, yeah, because we're the older ones.
Yeah.
You should ask Annie.
Annie, am I your equal?
She's like, you're like a minus. Because Annie will say something sassy, right?
Yeah.
She's fun. But I'm pretty sure she sees you as an equal.
Yeah.
I'm writing the question down.
Okay. She's going to call her right after this recording. Yeah. What about a positive memory that you have with your sibling?
Oof. The first one that came to mind for me was a fairly recent one. And it was being in the same room with her when she gave birth to her first child, Tyler. So he was born on October 10th, 2017. And she had let me know on the 9th that she was going into labor the day before. And I dropped everything, bought a plane ticket, and flew out to Boston right away. And when I got to the hospital, I was like, oh my God, did I miss it? Is it happening already? And learned for the first time that labor isn't what you see in the freaking movies. Like, you don't just plop out a baby. It takes over 24 hours sometimes. So I hung out there with them all day and night. And when it came time for her to push, I was there brushing her hair. At her head. Not.
Hair on one head, not the other place.
Oh my God. I wasn't on the other side. All right. Hell no. But it was amazing. And it was a moment that I don't think I'm... Because for me, I'm like, there's no way I would allow you in my room. Like, yeah. I don't think I want anyone in there other than my husband. But the fact that she was like, oh, yeah, you can come. Oh, yeah, just you know, if you want to see things, like, go for it. And I'm just like, no, that's okay. That's cool. Yeah, stay up here. But I cried so hard. We were all crying so hard. And I just felt so much love for her. And I think even that being the first time seeing someone give birth, I'm just like, yo, women are amazing. Yeah. And I just respected her so much for doing all that she did to push that baby out. But yeah, that was a very positive experience.
Yeah. That's an incredibly like bonding experience to go through something like that. That's really intense, but that's beautiful. Yeah. I love that.
Thank you. Aww. How about for you, Mel? What's a positive experience you've had with Brandon?
I feel there's so many, it's hard to pinpoint one. I have a really odd story. It includes my cousin, who we're actually really close with as well. Mm. I feel like, to be honest, I don't think I spend as much time as at home that I'd want to. So a lot of my memories are with like my cousins, who we're also really close with. So we're back in Taiwan for a summer, and my brother is back, my family was back, my cousin Chris is back. You guys met Chris. So we usually stay at my grandparents' house, but for some reason, my grandma's sister was like, please come over to our house to have a sleepover. And my brother and my cousin are like, okay, sure. But going over to like my grandma's sister's house, it was like a completely different experience because, like, you know, your family, everyone does things differently. And my great aunt's house, like, she set the AC at a certain level. And we were literally sweating our like asses off at our place. And we were trying to be really polite at the same time because you want to respect your elders. And then she's like, oh, I'll make a smoothie for you guys. She literally, her idea of a smoothie is like warm water, like fruit that has not been in the fridge. I think because back then, like, you don't want to drink cold things.
Oh, yeah. Chinese health, kind of best health practices.
Yeah.
Don't drink cold drinks.
But I don't know why. I just think about this moment. I know it's positive, but this is a story we just always tell when we're at Christmas and like Thanksgiving now. We're like, remember the time we're at blah, blah, blah's house? But she made this smoothie and all three of us were like, fuck, we're going to have to drink this? Like, shit. Like, this face of like, shit. What do we do? Because, like, we want to be polite, but, like, this is kind of gross at the same time. And I think all of us were at this table, like, trying so hard not to laugh because we all knew the thought that was going on around the head, like, we don't want to be rude, but this looks kind of gross. So who wants to take the first sip? And, like, I don't know why, but that story still cracks us up today. Just, like, remember that one time? So just, even though we're far away from each other as, like, siblings or cousins, like, that story still, like, we bring that back. We bring that story up all the time. We're like, oh, my God, that was hilarious. And I think for me, when I think of positive memories with my brother, it's always like when we're together as like a family or like being in Taiwan, going to night markets or something with like family in Taiwan. I think travel is a big thing for us. And so whenever we're back, when we're together, we're always like back in Taiwan. So that's one story I think of.
Did you drink it?
Yeah, we did. But freaking my cousin Chris is like, oh, there's kiwi. I'm allergic. So he didn't. So he pulled the allergic card. My brother and I are like, shit.
Damn.
and it's funny because then we actually went back home and to my grandma and grandpa and we told a story to my grandma. We're like, your sister made us do this, and she was like laughing so hard. She's like, oh my gosh, you had to do that. So yeah. It's like, oh, okay, she gets it too.
Couldn't you have just added ice in it? No,
they she like
They didn't. I think, like, maybe because her cultural, she was like, oh, we don't drink ice.
Well, no, was it tasty? Ice.
It was like, I don't know, it was hot. Like, like I was literally sweating.
It's like
and
fruit
I was,
soup?
You know, that's all. I was like, yo, what the fuck? Like, this is fruit soup. It's like, you know that, those moments when your parents or your like extended family, like, oh, eat this. You're like, okay.
You can't. Out of politeness, you must.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was my story. Super random, but no combing of hairs. But yeah. How about you, Jay?
Oh, similar to you, I feel like I have so many memories with my sister. And I chose one that was a little bit more recent as well, although not maybe like a decade ago. Oh my gosh.
That's all recent.
Yeah.
It's a third of your life.
So I had mentioned before that we were really close, and then we kind of went through a period where we kind of developed individually, and then we got close again, right? So during the time when we were not as close and I was living in San Francisco, my parents decided that they wanted to take her and myself back to Taiwan for the first time. So at this point, it was our very first trip back to Taiwan, and they wanted to basically take us around where they grew up. Oh. And I still remember, like, I didn't want to go on this trip because I was in the middle of, like, trying to transition careers or something. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is like a really important time. I can't just like leave the country.
Yeah.
And I think for her, she was also kind of like, oh, I have like my own stuff going on. Yeah. So it's one of those like, you know, stereotypical, the parents want to take you somewhere and you don't want to go on the family vacation. But that trip to this day remains my favorite family trip because I feel like the moment we had to be together, and it was like for 2 weeks. It was a long time spending with your family when you're like in your 20s. But there was something about it where we felt it was like being transported back to when we were little kids again. Mm. And I just have so many memories of us like going to dinner with just the four of us and then me and my sister in our hotel room just doing stupid shit. Like we went to the night market and got these like little pastries that are shaped like animals. Oh. And then we were starting to do like puppet shows and stuff. Oh. Like we're like in our 20s playing as if we were, you know, like when we were kids again and just like laughing over silly things. So that remains to be one of my favorite positive experiences because I feel like in a time when we were kind of developing individually, it reminded us again of how close we were growing up.
That is so sweet. I thought at first you'd say like pastries, like the penis shaped ones because they're so really famous.
Are those,
I don't know what you're talking about, but
I don't know what night markets Mel's going to, but.
Late night markets.
Yeah, late night.
Well, these are very cute positive experiences. How about, what is something that you used to fight with your sibling about?
Honestly, I don't remember because it's, to be completely transparent, we haven't fought in a long time. Mm. So probably something, it's probably based on like a different opinions on something. So I don't have an answer for
tough
this
one to remember.
How
about for you, Jay?
I mean, I think a lot of our fights were just around me being kind of the big sister, like, you're breaking the rules, you're not doing this right, or why aren't you doing blah blah blah. But we also fought about stupid trivial stuff, and like Helen, we got physical because we were close in age and close in size, so you know there was punching and scratching and stuff involved. But yeah, that also stopped when, by the time we were like in grade school or something. I don't know. How about you, Helen?
Well, something that I definitely remember is we would be fighting over who gets to use the computer.
Since we only had one.
And we would fight over it. I have a photo where I look so just pissed off standing next to her with my friggin' huge ass overbite. But I think she was like covering the screen or something. And she wasn't, or she just wasn't letting me use it. And then my mom snapped a photo, but maybe I can find that one again.
That sounds really relatable.
Right? I have memories of that as well. Yep.
My brother didn't know how to use it, a computer. So I was pretty good as a kid. I was like, cool, we're not fighting over this.
Actually, because if you're older, you're like, I'm the adult here.
Exactly.
I get to use it.
Now that we're adults, all our siblings are adults, do you guys still argue today?
Honestly, I can't remember the last time we argued. Yeah. We really don't anymore. I think now it's like I don't take for granted the time that I have with her. I mean, I'm sure we have like small tiffs and stuff, but
For me and Annie, we don't argue anymore, but I will say that something I've noticed is that we're very quick tempered. So between the two of us, when something does annoy us, so like you'll hear it from us right away. But the heat never lasts more than like 5 minutes. And this was actually something that I had to learn to temper down in my romantic relationships because not a lot of people will get over the harm you cause in that brief moment of rage like me or Annie can, right? So I've learned to like count to 10 to calm myself down and reason things out instead. But I think it was just because the way that we grew up, we would just like lash out at each other and it was quick. In the heat of the moment. And then now if that were to ever happen, we would just be like, hey. Like afterwards be like, yeah, you shouldn't have done that. I don't know, something stupid, but we get over it like super quick.
Do you only do that with Annie?
Yes. Yeah. Actually, yeah. I think so.
I've never seen you like do that all in our friendship.
Well, I've had to learn to calm myself down. But
I totally see what you mean. It's the idea that like to the person you feel the closest to and love the most, then you feel like you could just like do
anything. Yes.
Yes. My sister and I have that dynamic too.
Like at the end of the day, we know we love each other. Yeah, we're just like, this, yeah, sure. It's, things piss us off, but yeah. It's, yeah.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
I turned 30 recently, and one thing I learned is to leave behind the things that don't mentally work for me and continue to do the things that do work. The biggest thing I don't plan on stopping anytime soon is going to therapy. I gained so much by using talk therapy through BetterHelp, professional counseling service available for our listeners worldwide, and would highly encourage it. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today and is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches. I really enjoy my sessions with my counselor and appreciate how she gives me educational examples of what my body is going through when I'm having anxiety. I typically do monthly video calls with her, but we message in between in case something comes up. So whether you work better with phone, video calls, or messaging, BetterHelp has options for you. It's also more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and ABG listeners can get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/ABG10. That's Better, H-E-L-P, and join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. Again, you can try it out at betterhelp.com/ABG10.
During the winter months, there is nothing quite like a day indoors, spent in your PJs, bundled up on the couch with a good show. When we're not out and about experiencing other worlds and cultures through travel, we can still experience them through shows on services like Acorn TV. Acorn TV is a streaming service that's rooted in British television. It has a rich catalog of exclusive, award-winning series across genres including mysteries, dramas, comedies, and so much more. From production to performances, the series you'll find on Acorn TV are exceptional because they're cleverly written, visually striking, and feature renowned actors like David Tennant and Thandie Newton. If you're a fan of quirky British comedy, then The Other One is a must-watch. It follows two sisters from very different worlds who had no idea the other existed until their father drops dead. And for you Downton Abbey fans out there, The Other One features a hilarious performance from beloved Sibyn Finnerman. Plus, you get thousands of hours of new, refreshing content on Acorn TV for a fraction of the cost compared to most streaming services at just $5.99 a month. I watch on my phone or cast on my TV and am currently into Law & Order UK. Escape to Britain and beyond without leaving your seat. Try Acorn TV free for 30 days by going to acorn.tv and use promo code ABG. That's ACORN.TV, code ABG to get your first 30 days for free.
If you're like me and your favorite outfit these days are either PJs or athleisure wear, hello, I think that is great. However, if you've been rotating the same 5 outfits every day for the past year, kind of guilty here, you may be feeling like you're in a style rut. So let me tell you about Stitch Fix. They can help you choose new pieces that you're going to love. Stitch Fix offers clothing hand-selected by expert stylists for your unique size, style, and budget. It's a completely different and fun way to find clothes that you will love to wear. Every piece is chosen for your fit and your life, and it's the easy solution to finding what makes you look and feel your best. Basically, you can try on pieces at home before you buy, keep what you love, and return what you don't. They have free shipping, easy returns and exchanges, and a prepaid return envelope is included. So if you want to refresh your wardrobe from the comforts of your own home, get started today at stitchfix.com/ABG and you'll get 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. That's stitchfix.com/ABG for 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. stitchfix.com/ABG.
How about a moment when your sibling was there for you?
This one was also pretty recent. And I think it was when I was back home last Thanksgiving when I opened up to my sister, Annie, about why I was going to therapy and all that I'd been through. And she kind of just said everything that I needed to hear when I shared it with her. And she made me feel heard and she made me feel loved. And we ended up talking for like 3 hours and just like crying together. Aww. About thinking about random moments that other moments that made us cry, I guess. Yeah. I think that moment was very special to me. And I do feel a lot closer to her now. Mm-hmm. Because it's like I've always known that she was there for me, but it's weird talking to your family about these mm-hmm. things that maybe you go through internally. Personally, because if they've never heard about it, they'd be like, have you been hiding this from me, or why haven't you talked to me about this before? But it's not easy because they see you a certain way, and then it's almost like, am I a different person than you know me? And it just feels it's a weird feeling.
Yeah.
You know? So when I did open up to her about the things that I was struggling with, the fact that she was just so understanding and so loving, I was like, shit, you good sister.
Yeah.
I think sometimes it's really hard to tell your family member something, especially if it's something that you've been struggling with internally, because they've never heard that and they feel like they know you. Mm. So the moment that I did tell Annie this, I was, one, afraid that she would judge me a little bit. Two, that she would be worried about me, and I didn't want her worrying about me. And three, maybe love me less or something, you know? So it was a very difficult situation. I think for anyone that has opened up about a difficulty in their lives to someone that they love, these are probably the things that run through your mind. Like, oh my gosh, like, are they going to, you know, look at me differently? Are they going to see me, you know? And you don't want them to look at you differently because you're the same person. So I think when she was very open to hearing what I had to say and was very nurturing and comforting, I was just like, okay, this is nice. Yeah. You know, this is super nice. How for you, Mel?
So the one moment I could totally think of right away when Brandon was there for me was when I was going through my breakup. I mean, how many years ago was that? Like 3 years ago? 20?
Trying to think about when that episode
came
out.
Yeah, when that episode came out. 20.
We were maybe a little over 2 years ago.
Yeah, so.
So I like how our lives are tied to our podcast episodes. Which episode, which season was it?
Right?
Yeah.
So it was in 2018, and I think that situation brought my brother and I so much closer. At that time, he was attending UCLA, so he was local, so it's nice to have him down in SoCal. But I was having a really hard time, and I think you ladies both know that. And I remember during that time, my roommate was actually out of town for a few days, and I felt like extremely lonely at home. Mm-hmm. And I called him, or I texted him, and asked him, can you come over? And, like, can you actually stay the night a couple of days? And he was, like, really quick to be like, yeah, totally, I'll totally come over. And I picked him up. I think the fact that, like, I just opened up to him, like, I was, like, really vulnerable and, like, like crying to him. And I think he was just so there for me. You know, I would never have thought that I would be crying to my younger brother about a breakup, because I feel like these are things I would usually just say for girlfriends or people around my age, because it's like, I still want to protect my image of, like, back then, like, oh, I'm the older sister, like, I have my shit together, like, image. And so me breaking down in front of him was like, I was like, crap, I guess I'm doing this. And so I think in that moment, I realized how emotionally mature my brother is. Like, he was very, like, there for me. He pat my back, and he was like, it's okay, Mel, you could just cry. Like, I know, it just warms my heart hearing how much he was there. And I think ever since then, just changed my perspective on him. Like, wow, he's so present for me. Yeah. And, like, I was like, man, he's, like, so much more mature than a lot of men that I know my age. And I'm like, this guy is only 20. He was, like, 21 at that time. But it just shows how tenderhearted he is. I think the last thing I want to say about Brandon is that, you know, growing up, I feel like my little brother has always believed in me. Like, maybe it's because I'm the oldest or our age difference, and he just, like, sees me as, like, the older one. But he always had, like, no doubt that I'll be successful. Like, all the time we talk about, even, like, trying to apply for internships when I was in college. And even ABG, he'll always say things like, oh my God, that is so awesome, you're doing this. Like, I would share with him, like, what ABG is doing. He's like, oh, Mel, that's so cool. Like, that's so amazing. Like, always, like, positive, like, words of encouragement. And anytime I share any concern, he'll be like, you know, Melody, all of these things you're working for, you know, you're gonna get it. Like, you're gonna get that. And it's just a matter of time. Yeah. And I feel like moments like this, I don't feel like he's a younger sibling. He's just like, he is, again, my equal. And I feel like, how lucky am I to have someone who is younger than me really, really, truly believe in me.
Yeah.
You know, so I
feel, and who knows you like no one else knows you.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think, I just feel like in some ways my brother has always been there for me. Mm. Right?
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
That is really
Brandon.
Sweet.
Yeah, Brandon. No, you good.
Right? You cool. You cool.
Yeah, you cool. All right, Jay, how about you?
Okay. I think along with your theme, Mel, of being the older sibling, I was always accustomed to having, or to being the person that was supporting and going to her rescue, right? And in my adult years, I have not really cried around her. And the one time that I really remember this happening was kind of when I was going through a lot of my career transitions. I had come home and something happened within our family. And I don't even remember the event, but, like, she came to me and said, are you okay? And usually I always, whether I am or not, I say yes. And if I need to cry, I'll take my time. But I couldn't hold it in. And I actually told her, I said, no, I'm not okay. And I just, like, broke down in tears. And, like, to see the way that she reacted was similar to Brandon. Like, she was just comforting, and she kind of, like, came to me. She's like, it's going to be okay. It's fine, you know. So I think just being able to be, like, vulnerable around her in that way, because I used to feel like that would freak her out. Like, I don't want to worry her.
Yeah.
I actually have a second one that's kind of a random one.
Yeah.
There was a period when I was working in Santa Monica, and I went to, like, a holiday party. And I had a negative experience coming back pretty late. And it's in Santa Monica, so I thought it should have been pretty safe. But I actually got, what do you call that, mugged. So not at weapon point, but these two teenage boys came running at me out of nowhere, and I was walking to my car and like ripped my purse out of my hand, and I flipped like backwards. And I was so taken aback and so shocked. I was like screaming at them. And, like, these people came out of their homes. Like, are you okay? Is everything fine? So they called the cops. All this stuff happened. But essentially, like, they took my keys and everything. So I couldn't, like, my car was totally. And this was, like, coming back from a holiday party at, like, 1 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
And I called my sister, who is back in Mission Viejo. And she drove all the way from Mission Viejo to Santa Monica and then drove me all the way back to Mission Viejo. And I was, like, bawling in the car the whole time. And she's like, is everything okay? Are you okay? I was like, it's fine. But I knew, I was like, shit, she must be like, this must scare her to hell, like, that this is happening. And then she swung by Taco Bell. Like, I was like, oh my God. Yeah. But there are moments like that where I always felt like you never want to put your younger sibling in a place like that, because you don't want to subject them to feeling worried or feeling scared themselves. But she's always been able to take it.
So, yeah. It's like the feeling of like, I don't want to feel like I'm relying on the younger one, because I feel like I should be the one that you rely on.
Yeah.
But moments like this, you're like, oh shit, like, you are dependable. I could depend on you, you know, I can depend on you from time to time.
Or for me, it was less like it was more about like feeling like she was strong enough to take it. Because I think you're always scared. You don't want to like, I always felt like I had to protect her. I don't want to have her be afraid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I was like, okay, she can see me not be okay and herself still be okay. Mm-hmm. That was my biggest thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Aww. Yay, Penny. Oh, I, like, appreciate your siblings so much.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is a really good episode. Yeah.
So this was such an amazing episode. I loved getting to hear about your sister and your brother so much more, and I appreciate them because they've shaped you into the people that you are today as well. So we were actually going to bring them on to this episode, but holy crap, we're like an hour in.
I know.
We couldn't stop talking about them.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us today as we, you know, got vulnerable with our relationships with our siblings. There were a couple times today when I was looking at both of you, they were like, holding down some kind of tears a little bit. You guys are holding down tears.
Oh.
Right?
A little bit.
Yeah. See? I know. I think when it comes to our siblings, they hold such a special place in our hearts.
Yeah, I do believe that there is no one in the world who knows you the way that a sibling does, and no one that you know in the world better than your sibling. Speaking of special people, we have a shout out today. Shout out from Therese to Jenny, wishing you a happy birthday. She knows you've been working super hard and burning that midnight oil during pandemic, so she hopes this will brighten your day.
Happy 26th birthday to Michelle in New York City for your friend Gloria. She says she is so proud of you for almost completing your occupational therapy program. Happy birthday to Macy in Toronto from Anne Marie. She says she's so grateful to have met you in this past year, and she wishes you all the best in life. Continue to be the Asian boss girl that you are in everything that you do. Happy birthday to Juno in Toronto from your boyfriend Kevin. He says he loves you very much. And from Denali to Simon, she wants to thank you for appearing in her life. You are the right time at the right moment. And she says, hope we can meet up in person soon. Love you. And lastly, shout out to Chelsea in Houston from your sister Ashley. Ooh, this shout out is a perfect way to wrap up this episode on siblings. Ashley says, you are always fun to talk to and so hardworking. And as your younger sister, you continue to be a good sister to me, and I love you.
If you'd like to give a shout out to a friend or wish them a happy birthday, congratulate them on a new job, or just say that you're thinking about them, check out the form in our link in bio in our Instagram, and we'll give them a shout out at the end of one of our upcoming episodes.
We also have some partnerships that we want to share with y'all. BetterHelp, Ritual Vitamin, Daily Harvest, and more. The links and codes you can use for a discount can be found in our show notes. For more partnership discounts, head to our website.
You can find us on all the podcasting platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a rating or review at Asian Boss Girl. If you'd like to support us through monthly donations, you can do so at anchor.fm/AsianBossGirl/support.
We're also very active on social. Our handle is @AsianBossGirl. If you enjoyed today's episode, comment on our post and leave an emoji of your sibling, or screen cap the podcast and tag us, and we may reshare on our IG story.
How can you leave an emoji of your sibling?
There's like the little kids, like the baby.
So for anyone confused, we clarified it. I was like, can I create one for Annie in person? You can also find us on YouTube, where we release videos every Sunday. You'll find some vlogs in our show, Dear ABG, where we answer your listener-submitted questions. So make sure you subscribe to our channel, Asian Boss Girl. You can also check out our latest collection of merch at asianbossgirl.myshopify.com.
And thank you to our super talented editor, Michelle, for working all her magic on our episodes, including this one. Catch us on the next episode.
Bye.
Thanks again for joining us on this episode, and if you're looking for more, check out our live show that will be happening every week on the Stereo app. Last week, we talked about women who inspire us, and the week before that, we chatted about our 30th birthdays. Tune in to find out what we talk about this week. Stereo is the app for live social conversations, and we want to talk directly with you, our listeners. You can join our show, ask questions, and share your experiences and opinions live with us. Download the Stereo app if you haven't already, and join us live this week. For a link to the show, check out our Instagram at Asian Boss Girl and click on the link that says Weekly Live Show on Stereo. That's instagram.com/AsianBossGirl and click on our link tree to grab the link right after this episode. We'll see you all there.